Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Hey, have you ever wondered about the future? What it holds in store for all of us on every level. Where are we going? Once again, you know, I think you have to bring your past with you. Not so much of individuality, but you got to save, you know, what you know and what you grew up with. And you got to bring that with you. I've always used to think, you know, way back when I was in my teens, you know, that in this day and age, we would have more skills of our ancestors coming with us and passing those things on. And we still can. I know my children are highly interested in those types of things. They're getting into their 30s now. And, you know, my son, you know, he always says, Dad, you got to let me know about these things, you know. And he's really hungry and he's really thirsty. And my girls are the same way, you know. They want to know about this, you know. They want to know about that. And so I help them along. And bringing that, you know, just setting those seeds inside of them is actually going to be part of the future. My son always says, yeah, I listen to you on the radio, Dad, and I like the things that you're bringing out. And I say, well, son, I'm bringing them out, but I can't bring out everything I want to bring out. A lot of things, you know, my elders would say no. So I'm bringing as much to this radio station and to this these programs as best I can. And we're going to take those into the future. So if something sparks you, an idea, go with it. Go find out about it. Don't just think about it. Don't just talk about it. Go find out about it, because you're going to take that into the future with you. If you want to know about the different kinds of woods that are out there, or the different kinds of plants or animals, and what they would provide for you, how to cure your own water, how to build your own shelter, things to make you feel safe. And not only that, you know, your family will feel a lot safer knowing that you have those skills and you're passing them on and passing it to them. There's lots of ways to find those things out, you know. This day and age, you know, a lot of people don't do them, or they don't practice them because, you know, they got another way of life that's happening, and that's mainstream. TVs, like I said before, radios, mobile phones, Xbox, PlayStation, and those types of things. Real distractive. Really, really, really distractive. You empty your mind, you clear your mind, and then you go after your skills. Don't just turn on the light, you know. Wonder about it. Well, what did we do for light before this, you know? And how can I bring that with me? And how can I teach that to my children? How do I cure water, you know? Not just go turn on the water faucet and think, oh, yeah, this water is good, you know. It's nice and clean, drinkable, you know. Don't get any kind of dysentery with it. Yeah. And modern living, you know. those types of things. I think a question was also put, you know, well, what did you do for toilet paper back then, you know? Don't just talk about it. Go find out. Go really dig deep into that one, you know, where you get that skill also, you know, in case that, you know, they should ever need that. Here's a clue for you. They used to have cloth diapers. Yeah. And also, you know, how are you going to take what you go out and hunt, such as even fish, you know, fishing. How are you going to save that without a refrigerator? And we had those kind of skills before the ice box came along. And once the ice box came along, they know they could keep it fresh without pounding it down to pemmican. So, but even the pemmican, you know, pounding it down, that was a skill in how to preserve your food and how to make it taste, you know, good is another thing, you know. How did they make it taste good or make it, you know, so that it wasn't so bland? You know, wild rice is really a bland food, you know, by itself. But it's also one of the greatest foods on the face of the earth. You can't get it anywhere but this area. So now you got, you know, how did they flavor that, you know, without, you know, salt, pepper, whatever else they put into them, you know. I know we have leeks, you know, which grow naturally around here, onions. And I know they use those types of things, but what happens when, you know, you pick your leeks, and you can't just pick them out of, you know, that's another skill. You can't just pick them all and not leave nothing to grow later, you know. You got to pick just a few out of this patch, a few out of that patch, and a few, and you got to be able to save that. So, anyway, those types of things. Bring those skills to the future with you, you know. Go find out about them. Don't just think about them. Don't just talk about them. Actually get out there. Go find out where those patches are, how to harvest them, when to harvest them, what time of the year to harvest them, all of those things, you know. Then there's a lot of telltale signs. For the leeks, I can tell you, you know, it's the maple trees. Go look around them. All right, well, thanks for tuning on in on another segment of Ojibwe Way of Life. Aho, miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.